Al Jazeera Podcasts.
After days of threats, Iran has launched an unprecedented attack on Israel. The Israeli government says more than 300 drones, ballistic and cruise missiles were fired towards its territory. Most of them were intercepted. The attack came in response to Israel's airstrike on Tehran's consulate in Damascus 2 weeks ago. It's the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel. Heidi Jo Castro begins our coverage with this report.
Explosions lit up Israel's night sky as interceptors took down dozens upon dozens of Iranian-launched drones. Israel's military spokesman said the nation's defense systems detected incoming drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles launched from Iran and its proxies.
Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attack. So far, we have intercepted the vast majority of incoming missiles by Israeli systems.
The damage to Israel was far less than had been feared. Israeli officials said one child was hurt and a military base suffered minor damage. Schools in Israel had closed early, and civilians had been warned to seek shelter from the attack that many had suspected was coming. As it unfolded, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon closed their airspace, and U.S. President Joe Biden cut short a trip to Delaware, rushing back to the White House to meet with his National Security Council. In a statement, Biden said U.S. forces helped Israel take down nearly all the incoming drones and missiles. And Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by phone, affirming the U.S.'s ironclad support.
Let's cross over to Imran Khan in occupied East Jerusalem, is standing by for us. The Israeli military have been speaking, Imran, in terms of the volume of missiles that were targeted towards Israel. They've increased that number.
That's right. We initially heard the figure of 200 projectiles up in the air, including drones and missiles. That number has now been revised to 331. That figure is far larger than we were expecting for any kind of attack that may have taken place. In fact, before the attack took place, most people were considering it might be a limited attack on a military base or perhaps even a strategic target like the port in Haifa. It did come as a surprise that it was such a large-scale attack and taking place across the whole of the Israeli territory.
Now, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has issued a statement, and then he says, and we quote, "The malicious Zionist regime will be punished. Attacking our consulate is like attacking our soil." He goes on to say that the malicious regime has made a wrong move in this case. Dorsa Jabari has more from Tehran.
Iran has said that this is their right to defend themselves, and that is why they've launched this unprecedented attack against Israel. The Iranian foreign minister, Amir Hossein Abdollahian, said that Iran had given the United States advance warning. The Revolutionary Guard issued a number of statements, the last of which said that they hit military target, but that it was successful. Of course, that is being disputed by Israeli officials, saying they've sustained minor damage. This is going to be seen by many Iranians who will wake up to the news on Sunday morning as a historic event in the country. For over 40 years, Iran has been talking about going to war with Israel as one of its main adversaries as a result of a number of events. But certainly over the past few weeks, things have really increased the tensions between the two countries after the Israeli airstrike in Iran's consulate section in Damascus killed seven members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.